Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
We're coming to you live from Palm Beach, Florida. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not too far from where the guy ate the guy's face on bath salts. It's also not too far from where Tom Brady lives. It's also not too far from where the alligator ate the kid at Disney World. It's also not too far from where there's hurricanes all the time, 'cause it sucks, oh yeah. Except in Mar-a-Lago, baby, where you can get a steak dinner for $7,000 and then walk by a statue of me and my fat, dumpy ass. I'm in Florida, baby. That's right, Palm Beach, Florida. Floridians are the people who live here, and they are defiant. Is that the right word? I mean, look, they've survived a lot down here. They also, dude, as I said on stage here at the Palm Beach Improv, which is my favorite part about Florida. This club is incredible. It's one of the best in the country. Shout outs to Joel and Maddie Coco for continuing to run a sweet operation down here. The crowds are fun, despite, you know, some debauchery, but that's all cities and all comedy clubs. You're always going to deal with some people that just have been saving up their night out, and sometimes they bring it to your show. I had to kick out a bachelorette party of gals in their 50s. What the fuck? I get that you're about to get married, and I get that you want to go out and get fucking plastered, but, you know, even at that stage in life, you got to know that if you're crazy, you're gonna get kicked out. And I've done it probably 30 times in 15 years, and I always give chances. I tell people this during the show. The crowd always sees it, which is why they're always on my side, and I have full jurisdiction to do it because I give chances, whether it's staring at them, asking them to be quiet, telling them I don't want to kick them out, using them to go into other jokes, making small talk, just every chance. And some people just don't want it. They want to do what they're doing. They want to be obnoxious. They think they're bigger than the show, you know? And that's when I take it personally, is when I see people around them starting to look at them because of how loud they are. And some people just get so drunk, they honestly don't even know what's happening. They're blackout, and they can't even take accountability. And this gal was obnoxious. She was also just like, I don't get the fucking vaccine. You're not putting your fucking vaccines inside of me. I'm Florida till I die, baby. It's always those people, man. Always those types of voices that you got to deal with. But we got through it, and the show was killer anyway. All the shows were great. But again, COVID never really hit Florida, let's be honest. They're like, COVID, is that a new restaurant? Can I get soup there? Mark Saratella was down here, crushed it. And just a great time. Had some fun guest sets. Sarah Cooper did some guest sets on Saturday, who blew up on TikTok and Instagram from doing all the Trump lip sync videos. And she's a great comic. So that was a sweet addition to have to the shows. And, you know, this place just does it right. Yeah, is it muggy and balmy? Yeah. Are your balls always stuck to your leg when you walk outside for no more than 10 minutes? Yeah. But the hotel's nice, you know. Everyone's dressed like they should be in Palm Beach, which is just, you know, floral shirts, snug shorts, hats, flip-flops, and everyone looks like they're 2 days away from getting some sort of skin, like, disease. Like, you know, like, people are too tan. But that's because they're outside all the time. And why wouldn't you be if you had this type of weather? The thunderstorm thing does spook me a little bit. There was thunderstorms this evening, and I'm getting ready to take a flight. I think it's going to settle down here before I become airborne. But, you know, the lightning, there was some thunder the other night that made me jump back to where I was like, oh, I'm a bitch. Thunder scares the fuck out of me. Not Thunder Road by Garth Brooks. I can handle that, you know, which, by the way, what is that song about? Thunder Road and the night's on fire. And the night's on fire? Is that what it is? Is he driving into like a tsunami or a twister? What is that song about? What is any song about? I don't know any song's lyrics. I just dig the melody. That's what gets me fired up. But I did enter the stage every night to Katy Perry's Firework, and I'll be honest, it got people fired up. It's a city that just goes to the beat of their own drum on many fronts. Does that make sense? People injured too at the shows. Like, there was a guy in an arm brace, a guy who had neck surgery who they sat front row, who was just staring up at me so uncomfortably. And then a guy to the right with like four sets of crutches. I was like, what is it, Cripple Night at the Palm Beach Improv? That got a good laugh. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Are you a man? What's up, dude? Are you going bald? Sorry. 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35. Shit, I'm 39. Well, you know what? If my shit starts to go, that's just my fucking journey. And more than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. I got buddies that have gone bald, family members, good friends, good comic friends that have gone bald. And look, there's only 2 FDA-approved medications out there that can prevent hair loss. And Keeps offers both. What is Keeps? I'll tell you, Mom. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Because look, keeping your hair, something we all want. Nobody wants to be seeing their own reflection in a pond off their head. If you sign up for Keeps right now, you're going to get convenient. Keeps offers convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months so that you don't even have to leave your home. The cost is low. How much? Well, treatments start at just $10 per month. And Keeps offers generic versions, okay? The packaging is discreet so that your neighbors aren't like, hey, what's going on? You lose your hair. You're like, fuck you, Rob. And the results are proven, okay? Keeps has more 5-star reviews, which is huge, than any of its competitors. Look, prevention is key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see the results, so act fast. And if you want to act fast and start turning your shit around and getting that head full of stuff, and by stuff I mean hair, it's ready to take action and prevent that hair loss. So go to Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/lastnight to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's Keeps.com/lastnight to get your first month free. Keeps.com/lastnight. Time to fill that head up with some hair. Oh, by the way, during the bachelorette party debacle when I kicked him out, there was a bachelor party of guys in their 60s rivaling this group of gals in their 50s celebrating marriage. And one of the guys leading the charge for the bachelor party goes, it's his bachelor party and we haven't said shit. And I was like, fellas, for the win. That's how you do it, dudes. You keep it quiet and you don't get attention until it's deserved and earned. And that's right now, baby. And then I was like, you know what? We should have bachelor versus bachelorette fight to the death. And the winner, I pick up their tab. And they laughed at that. And the gals didn't. They were on their way out. But I picked up the fellas tab because they were respectful. And I just don't have any more patience. Well, that's not true. I do. Because, again, I gave them chances. But and then they were like, we were just laughing. I mean, it's like one of them was so drunk and she was so pissed when she was getting kicked out. I'm like, sweetheart, I've been watching you. I've gotten so good at being on stage and taking in everything. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, to where I really am cognizant of like what I'm doing, what I'm saying, being connected to it, connecting with the crowd, and also surveying the scene and being dialed in with what's happening and people's emotions and if they're watching or not watching or if they're on their phone or if they're distracted or if there's a fight. Like, I can just, you feel like a superhero sometimes because I am aware of so much at one time, and it's, you know, for better or for worse, but I feel like I always can maintain control of the show because of that. So I, you know, in trying to give this group of gals chances, I'm like, sweetheart, I saw you this is the first time I've seen you look at me during the show, and we're about 30 minutes in. You've been talking to your friend the whole time, or your face has been in your beverage, and I don't think you want to be here, and that's fine, because we don't want you here, because you're taking away from the good times and the good vibes. And what I said, which I've said before to people that are a distraction, I go, we didn't survive a pandemic so that we could come back to this bullshit and have to, you know, tolerate that type of behavior. So anyway, shows are great on top of that. Just a little minor hiccup watching the home run derby get going here on ESPN. By the way, Shohei Ohtani might hit 60 home runs this season. The first player to pitch and bat that's this dominant in the sport, which is pretty crazy. You know, I played baseball for, I guess, all Little League, and then freshman year of high school, I'd made the team, but I was already doing our musical that spring, Pippi Longstocking. I was playing one of the bad guys, classic. And my coach was like, you can't do both. I was like, well, I'm already in Pippi Longstocking. He's like, what the fuck does that mean? I was like, it's a play. Here's my hat. Here's my jersey. It's not going to work out. But I was able to do freshman football and Nancy Drew, where I played another villain in the fall. So I think I just was under the impression that I'll be able to do the play in the spring sport, which was baseball. But this coach, Coach Kaneko, classic baseball coach name, was like, fuck that, you little actor douche. He's like, you ain't playing. You ain't coming to practice late because you had to, you know, do some sort of Pippi Longstocking song and dance. I would have loved to have showed up, though, in the to pitch with, like, eye makeup still on. I guess that probably would have made sense because baseball players wear eye makeup, so that would have made sense. But, yeah, these guys are just not as big as you remember. Steroids, they've definitely taken them out of most of these guys, which is crazy because you see some of these dudes like Fernando Tatis and Ronald Acuna and Vlad Guerrero's son. I think Vlad Guerrero Jr., these guys hit the shit out of the ball. I'm such a dude. They hit the fucking shit out of the ball, man. The game's in Colorado, which is awesome because it's a great state. I mean, a great place for baseball, even though the air up there with Kevin Bacon is a great movie. But the air up there in Colorado is different to where you need oxygen. So these guys are going to have a tricky time breathing and running and playing at the same time. But they're pros. They're getting paid millions of bucks to huff and puff, you know? Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. As we've talked about on the show before, look, we're all trying to find out what's right for us in life, in and out of the bedroom, but relationships should add value to our lives, especially under the sheets, with the windows closed, the candles on, and the music at full capacity. So why don't we think the same way about our sex toys? That's right. Ladies, fellas, this ad is for you because we all like pleasure and it just comes in different forms and shapes and sizes. And Dame Products, D-A-M-E, Dame, is a woman-owned sex toy company making the next generation of vulva-tested, vulva-approved vibrators. Founded by a sex educator and an engineering whiz, Dame develops toys with the help of real humans and couples like you. They're closing the pleasure gap and helping the world one vulva at a time. Their vibrators and accessories are made with medical-grade silicone, smart design principles, and lots of love, earning glowing press from the New York Times, W Magazine, and many more publications that love to see you feeling good. Now, look, whether you're a couple looking for an extra boost, where it matters, you know what I'm talking about, wink, wink, you know, urethra, wink, wink, you know, clitoris, which, by the way, when I first heard the name Dolores, I thought it was clitoris, and then it made me think how funny it'd be if someone was named clitoris. But then people kept saying Dolores because they were assuming that it's her name's not Clitoris. And then the person had to correct them and go, it's actually Clitoris. My parents were hippies. Now, look, whether you want that boost now or in a couple days, your journey of self-exploration sexually is your journey. So we are sure that you're going to want to earn a spot on your nightstand with a Dame sex toy. I recommend the Ava. It's a couple's vibrator giving you clitoral stimulation during penetrative sex. That's a tough word to say. Penetrative. During sex, its flexible wings tuck under your labia for a snug fit. Holy shit, that is descriptive, but sounds like a lot of fun if I had a labia. And the best part, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. Seems like there was a missed opportunity for a joke there. They should have had the returns be within 69 days. Get it? All right, I'm 10. So, look, go to dameproducts.com/aboutlastnight for 15% off site-wide today. That's amazing. Everything, 50% off. Go to dameproducts.com/aboutlastnight. I've already ordered some stuff because, look, you got to keep things fresh. You got to keep things exciting. You got to keep things interesting. And we all want pleasure. So go to dame.com, D-A-M-E, products.com, dameproducts.com/aboutlastnight today for 15% off site-wide products. Get that vibrator. Get that stimulation. Get your clitoris up and locked and loaded. And, fellas, start giving back to the community the way you should have been from the get-go. All right? And now, back to the episode. I did smoke some pot out here, watched the fight on Saturday. That was great. The club, shout out to Diego and Tony for hooking up the fight and getting it on all the screens and monitors in the club so the staff and the comics could watch Conor McGregor battle Dustin Poirier. Poirier. How do you say it? I just want to say it with a cool accent. Poirier. But either way, man, that fight was anticlimactic. Table for one, table for two. What do you do when the fight costs a lot and the guys get paid a lot as well to jump in the cage and ring the bell of their opponent? Man, hit 'em if you can. Hit 'em in the face with your leg. Kick 'em in the dick with your ankle too. But careful, because too many hits will cause your foot to fall apart, and it did. Conor McGregor went down with a broken foot or ankle. It was gnarly, man. He stepped back and just snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispied it all over the floor at the end of the first round, too, which I think everyone was feeling Poirier was about to fucking turn Conor into a porta potty, if that makes sense. He was about to just fucking put him into public restroom territory. And by that, I mean just make them a stationary shithole for people to piss on. It was a great battle for a minute. They went at it. I forgot how much I enjoy the UFC. Obviously, my boy Chuck Liddell and I are, running and gunning with the Icebreakers podcast, which you should check out. Have you not checked out the Icebreakers podcast yet? You should. It's me and Chuck Liddell, UFC Hall of Famer, a great, a teddy bear of a human, a fucking super good dude, a great dad, and we have a podcast called Icebreakers. We just had on Matthew McConaughey. We've got some big guests coming up. Go subscribe to it on YouTube and Spotify and iTunes and all that bullshit. But, I used to love watching Chuck and then kind of got out of it for a little bit. But this fight was just hyped up, so much hype that it was tough to not want to watch it. And there's something cool. I said this to one of the staff members. I go, there's something very cool about watching an event that a lot of the world is watching. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just really cool being a part of a thing that, a lot of people are watching at the same time. It's very cool. It's like a moon landing or a moon takeoff or a presidential address or election results or Super Bowl, right? There's only a handful of these things where we all watch the Friends reunion, or I guess the Friends finale. But it was anticlimactic. Wanted it to go at least 5 rounds. That's ambitious. 2 would have been nice. I think Poirier would have taken him out, though, early in round 2, because Conor was backpedaling, and you could tell, even from the way he was spitting fire post-game, like, "That's the first thing. I think about taking them fucking wife's DMs and a fucking say, I'm fucking million, send him shepherd's pie, and then fucking send him to Dublin, Ireland, and fucking suck my dick, and eat my dick, and fuck my ass, and fuck you, bitch." Yeah, I mean, that guy talks mad shit, and he's such a goof, and he's so silly, but when he was just angry, that accent gets real tough to comprehend, but he gave it a valiant effort, man. Conor has done a lot for the sport, and you got to give it up. You might not like who he is or how he conducts himself post-fight, or pre-fight for that matter, but the guy brings it, and he has transcended a sport and taken it up a notch, and you need guys like that to want to watch. A buddy might even said, he's like, I didn't like that he said something about tell Poirier's wife to check her DMs. I was like, yeah, but you're not watching these fights for sportsmanship. It's a fight. You need this type of hoopla and you know, instigating of, you know, personalities clashing and the shit talk. You need it. This sport is conducive for it, right? We get enough sportsmanship in all the other sports. This is fighting. They should just be at each other's throats. I don't want them to be buddies. It takes it out of it. You're not watching for them to be polite and to get along. You're watching them to fucking kill each other, right? But a damn shame that it had to end like that, because that's just tragic and not fair. And you want to see the best go at each other properly and fairly as long as they can. Anyway, a lot of shows in L.A. this week. And then I go to Cleveland on Sunday to do some Take Your Shoes Off podcast with Rick Glassman and his family, which will be bonkers but exciting. Can't wait for that. It's going to be a fun week of shows, shooting a TV show. Found out I'm heading back to Australia for Young Rock Season 2 this fall. That's exciting. And I got some cartoons coming out soon. So I'm excited to announce that soon. But appreciate the support about last night podcast, Trucks On, with some fun guests coming up, some returning guests, some new guests like Wilmer Valderrama. We might get Sue Bird back here, and my boy Dirte, my brother-in-law, is going to make his first appearance by popular demand. Got to get him in the rotation. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying this episode. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for everyone right now. We're all challenged in finding a day-to-day routine that makes our lives consistent and awesome. And if there's something that's interfering with your happiness right now or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp is a professional counseling service online, private, and it's so convenient. I've used it for a little bit now. It's truly the only way that I found to help get my own issues dealt with on my own time, at my own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your licensed professional counselor right now. They're specialized in depression, anger, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief or relationships, sleeping, which I have a lot of trouble with, trauma, self-esteem. Anything that you share with them is confidential. And guess what? If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge. There's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states, available worldwide. And again, there's four ways to communicate with them: text, chat, phone, and video. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's available on any desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. Schedule a video or phone session, generally weekly, unless your therapist schedules more. Unless you just are really not sleeping and need to get some additional chats in. There's broad expertise in the network, which may not be locally available in many areas. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. It's secure, it's convenient, it's professional, and above all, it's affordable. All right. It's truly the most affordable option I found. So right now, all ALN listeners are going to get 10% off your first month with a discount code About Last Night. So why not get started today and start making some changes for the better in your life? You deserve it. So go to betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. Betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight and get 10% off your first month with promo code About Last Night. And now back to the episode. Stand-up is fun right now. You know, it goes in waves. Oh my God, that fucking alarm was daunting. That just reminded me, a guy's alarm went off in the show. Like, what was that for? He goes, I was reminding myself to buy a microwave on Amazon tonight. I was like, you have a 9 p.m. microwave purchase alarm? That's hilarious. I was like, how did this come to be? Were you just like taking Hot Pockets out of the fridge, taking them out of the wrapper, and then go, I know there's another step before I can eat this. What do I... Fuck, I would have, you know, a microwave. I gotta get one of those. And that was hilarious. But he said it was birth control at first and pointed at his wife. And she shook her head no. It was weird. But yeah, I'm writing a lot. I'm taking chances, and I'm connecting a lot on stage with the audience, and I dig that. It truly is a happy place. You know, a lot of comics say that they just feel in their element on stage, and it's the case, man. Every show I feel, even if I'm not as energized as I want to be, 2 seconds on stage and I'm there. I can't fake it. I would like to think that's the case for most comics, but 15 years in, I can't fake it. I can't not be me on stage. There's moments where you feel like, you know, something's not what you want or the way you want it, but that's why I love doing crowd work, because it breaks the monotony of the show for me. And if I am feeling a disconnect for whatever reason, that immediately brings it back, because I can't fake that ever. So enjoying it, enjoying the ride. I'm going to start this week also, when I'm done shooting the show, turn up the Jets and the Bubble Jets. And by the way, how do we like the Bubble Jets in the hot tub? Are we pro or against Bubble Jets in the tub? Discuss amongst yourselves. Tweet at me if you like Bubble Jets or no. That's a very specific request, you know. Some people are like, I just want to chill and listen to the sounds of nature. And others are like, I want to hear, like, you know, I want the simulation of tub farts happening constantly around me. And that relaxes me for some reason. But I'm going to turn up the Jets and really go full Vince McMahon here for season 2 of Young Rock. And I'm excited. I'm excited to be that disciplined for a while and really turn my body into, you know, something worthy of portraying an iconic figure in the wrestling world. They're actually doing a Vince McMahon doc for Netflix coming out, I think, around the time season 2 is going to drop, which will be very exciting, because that'll just be a full dose of Vince for the world, and it'll make people probably tune into the show even more, so I can't wait for that. All right, this is a shorter episode, but I just want to check in. I love you guys. Episodes are dropping on Wednesdays now, so you get a little midweek treat. Go Suns. I know the Bucks are, haven't been there in a while either, but look, I think the series is going 7, and I'm taking the Suns in 7 at home. I think Giannis, him being back, is now, I mean, he had a 41-point double-double in Game 3 to put them over the top and get back in the series. And I think the Suns are going to be up for the challenge, but it's a challenge now. The Bucks are, they got momentum now. And I think if they win this next one at home, it's going 7 for sure. So, but go Suns. I fucking love them. They're my team until the Sonics get back, which hopefully happens soon. That being said, be good to yourself. Enjoy your week. Be good to yourself and be good to others, you know? And if you see an opportunity to make a goof and be silly, take it, because more of that in the world will make everything better. I promise you that. But do read the room, because if a stranger bends down to pet your dog and you say, she's in heat, don't get any ideas, and he looks at you like, do you think I was trying to fuck your dog? You need to know how to come back from that and dilute the awkwardness. So that being said, be socially aware, read the room, but take chances and be a goof, because life is short, baby. Love you guys. See you next week. Bye.